Welcome to Generation Now, the show by and for millennials and Gen Z. I'm your host, Troy McDonald. Thank you so much for spending a part of your day with us. I appreciate it. Today on the program, I have very special guests. In the last few years, as some of you may know, WGTD has expanded into live video. We consider ourselves not just like a radio station, but like an overall media and content delivery place that offers audio and video and anywhere that you can consume it. And so one of our premier brands is WGTD Sports. And every week we go to a different venue and we live stream the high school football or basketball games on Facebook Live. And it's free. So anyone can watch as long as they have a Facebook account. They can watch on their tablet, their phone, even the big screen. I can't like overstate, the production is massive. It features multiple 4K cameras, a director, which is me, commentary, instant replay. There's a lot. And each year we partner with Indian Trail High School to provide the staff. I went to Indian Trail, and so I reached back out to them and said, hey, it would be great if we could have a working relationship and be able to pull some of the communication students they have into this opportunity. And I serve as the boss of this operation. I hate that term, but it's the truth. Our broadcast this year would not be possible without our two guests today on the program. They are an integral part of the production. I'm honored to have them on the show. Please welcome Natalie Lothar and Abigail Walentowski to the program. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So how did you hear about the opportunity with WGTD?
Well, our film production teacher, Miss Blazer, had pulled a few of us aside and was like, hey, you guys are doing really well in my class. I would like you to look into this. It would be a great learning opportunity for you. And if you're not interested, you know, it's no big deal, but I think this would be a really good thing for you guys.
Wow. And so she only went to a handful of you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for me, I got an email during the summer about it, like right around like a couple of weeks before the first time I did it, I got an email for it by her, and I wasn't ever like pulled aside about it. But I definitely got the email during the summer.
Wow, that's really cool. What made you say, yeah? What made you agree to join the production?
Well, for me, I had set up an interview date, and I was like, you know, the experience would be really nice, you know, considering I might want to go into film production or radio or something like that. And then I came in, and I, like, talked face-to-face with you, and I was like, okay, this guy's really nice. I could probably learn something from him. And that point on, I was like, yeah, this is, if they allow me on, I'm going to stay.
And actually, thank you for saying that. I love when I get compliments on my own show. This is great. No, kidding. So let's take a step back. Natalie, you're a junior at Indian Trail.
Yes.
So that means you're 16?
Yes.
And Abigail, also a junior at Indian Trail.
Yes.
And 16.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So thank you for that. Like, that was the whole goal, is that I didn't want it to feel really stuffy. I wanted it to be like a collaborative environment. But Abigail, what made you got an email, so it was a little bit different process for you.
When I heard of it, I thought that it would be cool to be able to work at high school football games. Well, for one, football in my family is, like, really prominent. Like, we get really competitive with football. So to be able to brag to my family that I was behind the scenes in the production of it is just really cool. And I'm already interested in the whole film and media stuff, so having experience in it for my portfolio during college is good. So
right, was that a big selling point for you, was like having an actual like media organization like on the resume?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so do you guys, I mean, this is not on my question list, but do you guys want to continue in this field? Or I know Natalie, you were talking at one point about going into law school or doing more media stuff.
It's been kind of dividing, because I'm really into law and stuff like that, but I also really enjoy film. So I'm probably going to stay with film after this whole experience.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And see, what's interesting about that, now there's no shortage of like entertainment lawyers or something like that. But that's interesting. What about you, Abigail?
Well, I'm always torn between engineering and media stuff, because I do enjoy both. And I still haven't decided which one I'd want to do, but I figured I might be able to find something that might have both in some way, like a computer science kind of field, you know, in that field.
Right. It's actually interesting you say that because, you know, this is more on the software side, but there's a guy who is a professor at Carthage. He just got an Emmy Award for – he built, like, this whole, like, kind of like After Effects, Adobe After Effects. It's a software people use, for those of you who don't know at home, that you use to edit video and add some really cool After Effects, right, on it. And so he created something similar, and it was used in, like, Black Panther and so many other different films, and he got an Emmy for it. And so that's a kind of a combination where you're using kind of that technical skill and still, I mean, he's working on the big budget movies, you know, that are huge.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So not that we want to throw shade, Google, for people who don't know, not that we want to throw shade on other people, but why do you think other kids did not join on? What did you hear?
I just heard a lot of, I just heard kids just didn't feel like giving the effort, making the commitment to doing something like that. That's what I heard personally. So,
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I heard a lot of people like saying that they don't have time for something like that, and a lot of that too.
Yeah, and we should touch on that too. That the commitment that we require for our crew is that it's one Friday a week throughout the entire high school football season. And if they want to, they can stay for the entire basketball season. And it's heavy. Sometimes we get to the studio here 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we're not back here until 10 o'clock. And so, I mean, you guys are in school. I'm getting my master's degree. It's a little bit different, but you guys are in high school. You have to go to school. You have to study. You have to do all your papers. I mean, that's a lot to balance, right? So how are you doing? I literally, last Friday, Abigail came in, and Abigail, you can answer this. You came in with the biggest damn backpack I think I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I said, you better make sure you have an attorney because you might get scoliosis, you know, something in the back. But how are you balancing it all?
Oh, well, luckily for me, I don't get as much homework on Fridays, so I usually do all of my homework on Saturdays and stuff. But there is, like, there was always, like, a bit, ups and downs with it. Like, I'd be lucky and only get a couple of pages of homework or be able to finish it in class. And then other days I'd have to do homework on Saturday. But it overall, it wasn't really that hard to balance and maintain. But
is it kind of, I mean, because on most people, what they want to do is they want to watch Netflix, they want to go on YouTube. Like, you're not able to do that for a large portion of your Saturday. Do you miss that? Or are you like, this is just what I have to do? I don't know.
See, my family would describe me as a workaholic, and I won't be able to have the peace of mind of doing anything else until my work's done. So for me, it's kind of just like, it's something that needed to be done regardless of my day or not. Mm. So it didn't really like dawn on me that much, and I usually would get it done in like an hour or so.
Okay, so that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad. It's not like you're sitting all day on a Saturday.
No,
yeah, okay. Okay, because that's how, like, for me, I'm writing master's papers now, and sometimes I can start at like 9 in the morning and I won't get done till 1 in the afternoon. Yeah, so that's tough. What about you, Natalie?
Well, for me, I just not have to worry about like this, but I have to worry about like sports too. I throw sports in the mix, so it's not fun, but that just means I have to pay more attention. So I have to set deadlines for myself. Like if I have a paper due tonight that was given to me a few days ago, I have to like get it done the day before that, the day it's assigned. Otherwise, I'm absolutely screwed. But otherwise, it's not too intolerable. Like as long as I keep with my deadlines, I'm perfectly fine.
Wow. And see, I know a lot of you listening at home, maybe some of you older people, we love you, but this is really impressive. I mean, to be able to have that focus and determination to prioritize what you need to do, that's huge. So kudos to you guys. But Natalie, you touched on it with sports. You're a star softball player. I mean, that's a huge commitment. You go on tournaments all summer, and I think you told me it's year-round with different groups. So talk about your softball, how you play, your position, things like that, but then also how you've managed to balance it with the work.
Well, right now I play for, in the summertime, I play for PUMA or PBA Academy, and in the spring.
And PBA Academy is... Is that like a private league or something that you sign up for? Okay.
Yeah. And in the spring, I play for Indian Trail Hawk Softball. And it's a huge commitment. I spend most of my time hitting, fielding, doing all that. And I'm a catcher and outfielder. So I have to constantly be in the gym. I have to constantly build upon my, like, it's tiring at times. But, like, I only have practice a few times a week. So as long as I keep, like I said, deadlines, I have to keep myself organized. And if I start losing that, I start losing time. I start losing time, and then I'm rushed, and yeah.
Do you feel like, I mean, because most people listening, you know, who are in high school, like we all hopefully were went to high school. I mean, I hope for your sake. But do you feel like you're missing out on a part of like the high school experience?
I do, yeah. Because there's clubs I want to join, but I can't because I have time commitments somewhere else. Or my friends are like, hey, we're doing this after school. I'm like, I can't. I got softball. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's what you said last time. I'm like, well, that's same story.
Right. And not only, I mean, that is tremendous within itself. But then you add, we take away your Friday night, like, which is the biggest night for most people to go out, go to the, do something, or Saturday, you know. So that must be hard, too, within itself. It's like, oh, you're losing that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I usually don't really do much on Fridays anyway, really, because everyone's always, like, busy on my side anyway. But, yeah, I get what Natalie's saying, because I also do, like, 4-H, too, which luckily that hasn't started yet. But if it would have, a lot of it has to do on, like, Mondays, Fridays, and Wednesdays, too. So.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And that's out in the county, 4-H. That's a big...
Yeah.
And they, at the Kenosha County Fair. I know I'm going to get hate mail. I'm just not familiar with it. But, you know, you guys can inform me. Please do. So you guys jumped on board. You signed up. You've been on the crew for the season. Is it what you expected? Is it different than what you expected? Is it worse? I mean, just be honest. I don't care.
I mean, I find the experience really well. Like, I'm having a blast, like, getting to do, like, camera work or, like, Harbor Market Lives, like, doing the directing. Like, I'm having a blast.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what I thought of it first time when I heard of it. I guess it did, like, I didn't know I was going into it, like, right away, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was going to be doing, like, minuscule tasks around there, but I was really happy to hear that I was going to be, like, actually doing real stuff, like, right away. And doing all that?
Yeah. No, what I want to jump in here and say, yes, I am the boss of this operation, but before we started, I said there's nothing they can say that will get them fired. I want the 100% truth, right? Because, I mean, you think, well, of course they're going to. No, I want them to be – I want you to be completely, like, honest. If I suck, like, I suck, and I can tell the audience. I don't care. So it was different than what you expected, but you were right in there.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself looking at sports or television in a different way now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Talk about that.
If I am watching football or baseball, something like that, and the top camera is like shaking, I'm like, oh, I could have done so much better.
Yep.
Yeah, like last Friday night when we were at a sports thing and they were playing football, I was like, oh, there's the on-field camera. I see the field grip. Oh, I know what that shot is. And, like, I was, like, telling my dad all of the different, like, shots on there and telling him all about it.
Yeah.
And all of the technical stuff about it.
Yeah, and see, that's when I started this, because we came up with this idea in 2016, because a number of things happened. The cost of, like, cameras and technology came considerably down to, like, do what we were doing, like, let's say 10, 15 years ago, would have cost $100,000. Mm-hmm. And now it's still expensive. Our whole setup costs about $20,000, which is still a lot of money, but it's not $100,000. And so we were able to get the investment. So a lot of, I mean, we have 4K cameras, instant replay, so it's pretty much very similar to what people see. In fact, our exact setup is used by Fox Sports Wisconsin and some other people. I think My24 has our setup as well. But We're about halfway through the program. I just want to reintroduce you're listening to Generation Now. I'm Troy McDonald. I'm here with two of our all-stars on this year's WGTD sports crew. We have Natalie Lothar and Abigail Walentowski, who are on the program today. So we've had our fair share of interesting memories on the road. Is there memories that kind of stick out to you?
Definitely Ryan's dancing to the Boom Boom song. Like, yes. That was probably my high of the entire thing. Just hearing him, like, sing along and then dancing along to it as he's rapping it.
Yeah, so to give some context, Ryan Hilberger, who's not here today, but he's been on our crew. He was one of our first Indian Trail hires in 2017. And so he's been probably on more than 30 broadcasts with us over that time. And so we were at a game, and Boom Boom Pow, which is by the Black Eyed Peas, some of you might know it, starts playing. And he starts dancing and rapping and getting into it. And I'm shocked. And it was just hilarious. You're absolutely right. Yeah. What about you, Natalie?
Well, it was the football game we were filming at Central. And we were sitting there. We're like, oh, yeah, we beat the rain. And then the sky just ripped open. We were like, it's going to pass, it's going to pass. And they're like, oh, we're canceling the game. We were like, well, this sucks.
Right. Just downpours.
I've been in, obviously, I've taken a shower before. But I don't think I've ever been that wet in my life. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. It was Central versus, I think it was
Badger.
Yeah, it was Badger. And they canceled the game because there was a lightning warning, and so they just waved. It was like 48-20-something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I think Badger's winning this one, I think. And so we packed up equipment, and literally, like you said, right then.
That was like, oh my gosh.
I couldn't believe how – I literally couldn't believe. Literally, I put my coat and when I got home and put all my stuff out. It was wet the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was wet the next day. It was really bad. Wow. Another one for me that, that was really interesting this year. I just think overall, I mean, and again, no shade to some of the teams. We just haven't had a lot of, like, blockbuster games this year. There have been one or two really great games, but there have been a lot of blowouts this year.
Yeah.
Like 48-20 or 38. I mean, there was one game where there was, like, Bradford Tremper, I guess, was somewhat entertaining because there was 0-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the last second, like, they scored a touchdown in overtime, and then it was okay. But still, it's been a lot of blowouts. How have you looked at that from your perspective? Is it hard to do your jobs when it's not going, when it's not as entertaining? Or is it easier when it's more entertaining? I don't know.
Either way, I'm fine. I would prefer if they were, like, doing what they're supposed to, scoring and whatnot. But, like, I understand that it's hard to score and defend and all that. So, I mean, either way, I find it a blast to just watch them and watch the penalties get thrown out. And
a lot of penalties this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Natalie, I want to touch on that because, I mean, and I'll say this publicly, you are probably the best person to ever be in your role
that we've had
in 3 years, like, honestly. And I think overall we have the best crew this year that we've ever had. So is it easier for you being an athlete, kind of following the play? Because we've had people in that role who weren't necessarily athletes. Do you think that has helped you?
I think it has, just because my eyes are trained to follow the, like, not the action, but the ball. Like, my eyes have trained themselves to fast-playing movements, like, that's just what I'm naturally gotten good at through sports myself. So then I understand a lot more, like, the plays and, like, the injuries. I'm like, oh, yeah, tore his ACL. That really sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want that to happen to me. Not glad it was you, but rather it be you than me.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's another thing, too, is, like, getting those penalty shots with the ref or getting the close-up shots of an injured player, you know, that's something that is delicate to do, but also, I mean, it's important to cover those shots because they tell the story of the game. Abigail, I want to touch on your role, you know, because it's relatively new, because those cords, I mean, talk about the length of the cords and all of that. You serve in the cord grip role, which is critical. If someone trips or gets injured, we get our I almost cussed on the air here. We get our behinds sued. So talk about your role.
It is kind of hard because with being down right on the field there, we're right where the cheerleaders are. So when they're like on break and putting on their jackets and stuff, we're kind of like in each other's space and stuff. So we kind of have to go around there. And like the first couple of games, like they had signs out and tables. And so the cord would get stuck and like tangled a lot because there was so much stuff in the way. But after a while, it did, you know, once you got the motion and the hang of it, it became natural, and it seemed pretty fun.
Yeah, and see, what's interesting about that is people think, well, that might not be, but that role is so critical, because if that cord gets wound up, then one of our major cameras is down, mm-hmm. and that field shot adds a depth and character to our broadcast, which, you know, the big guys have. And if we lose that, so you're the gatekeeper to make sure that that stays on the air. Have you had to deal with players who are like in your way saying, hey, move, or like rude comments or something down there?
No, I haven't gotten really any rude comments. Like, I mean, there would be like people walking by, and like a lot of people would be really like apologetic about it for crossing in the way, and I'd be like, it's okay, because you know you're gonna have to walk past mm-hmm. it.
Wow, so that's interesting. They apologize to you for getting out.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like there was never really like anything to complain about it really. There was this one occasion that was a funny moment. When it was actually the most recent game we were at, these like group of like, I want to say they were like 14, 13 maybe, come up to me and they ask, what's that cord for? Like, why do you have cords? Why aren't they like wireless, like AirPods? And I'm like, I don't think they have that now. And he's like, well, I'm gonna make that. I'm going to invent that. I'm like, okay, you go do that. And it was just really funny. And yeah.
It's interesting you say that, because we experimented with wireless when we first launched last year, and it was the biggest mistake we ever did, because as you could imagine, I mean, everyone at home, you have internet, and if you have a lot of devices, sometimes it can slow down. Mm-hmm. The same thing happens for our broadcast. So if it's wireless and there's not enough internet, mm-hmm. we'd have dropped frames and things like that, and it would look really sloppy. So we made the determination, hey, this is one instance where the old technology like kind of works, and so we'll throw a cord down. But it's 350, I mean, that cord is 300 feet long. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a long cord to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, you've been here for, the regular season is over for football, and we're moving into, you know, basketball here. What have your peers said? What have your parents said about the experience? What have they noticed in you? Have they noticed a change for the better? Hopefully not the worst. but what have your parents noticed and peers?
My parents have noticed that I'm a lot more determined towards film now. Like I said before, I was kind of faltering between law and film, but I'm definitely taking that turn towards film, and I'm spending more time putting my ideas together. I'm starting to buy filming equipment because, like, this is something I want to do. Like, I know I want to do this, and my parents are pretty supportive of that. My friends, they don't even know anything. They're goes right over their head.
Yeah. What about you, Abigail?
Well, let's see. For me, my family, they were fully supportive of it, because no one in my family has, like, ever been in any sort of media thing like that. Like, my dad's side of the family run their own business and stuff, so everyone's very, like, business-based, so having media and all of that, like, everybody was really interested in it. So when I would come home, they like immediately start asking me a whole bunch of questions on what it's like and all of that, and they would always be like, oh, you're so much more like outgoing and talkative now, and like, oh, this is, you know.
Wow. Yeah. And see, it's interesting you say that, because we all have headsets during the game, and the conversations in the headsets are like hilarious too. So what do you think, you know, because I feel like my job as the boss is to set like a fun and engaging environment so that people can be themselves and they don't have to feel like they have to be, you know, stuffy or whatever. So how do you think this has changed or affected your opinion of work in general or a job?
Well, I don't dread coming, so that's a good thing.
Yay, victory.
Yeah, no, I do feel like it's not, like, strict. Like, yeah, you still got to do your work and stuff like that. You can't just slack off. But mm-hmm. it's much more relaxed. You're not, like, freaking out all the time. If you mess up or, like, you know, everybody messes up, like, just keep doing what you're doing. And
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. View on work, like, before, I always thought that it was going to be all, like, really strict and, like, in a very, like, close and, like, I guess, like, stricter and more limited environment, you know? So going there, it was, like, such a, like, it opened my views on it and all, because I didn't, like, it didn't feel like actual work, because, you know, we were having fun and all of that. And so... Yeah, it definitely changed my view on what work is, you know?
Right. And I feel like especially, you know, because you are young women growing up, that I feel like it's my job to set the tenure or the tone for how you expect to be treated in the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you guys have an idea, I always say, if we have a way to make the product better, let me know. Mm-hmm. Bring it to me. You know, because I think that's so important as you go on, is to realize that, hey, my voice matters. Like, what I say, my opinion matters. And if they don't value that, get to step in and take your skills and go somewhere mm-hmm. else. Obviously, you're Gen Z. I'm millennial. So I'm about 10 years older than you are. I'm 27. You're 16, so about 11 years. So all my teachers are still there for the most part at Indian Trail. So what do you think your generation can teach the millennial generation? Big question, I know.
That is a pretty good question.
I feel like people in our generation definitely have more of a, like, questioning attitude, like questioning authority kind of attitude, you know? And they're definitely more, I don't know what word to describe it, but I guess open, like, knowledgeable in, like, the real world kind of thing, whereas, like, a lot more people, like, in our journalism class, like, the amount of conversations we've had about real world events, like, just being brought up by our classmates and, like, not even about the class in general, but
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Natalie, I see you pondering.
I'm trying to think. I would think to say a lot more open-mindedness, mm-hmm. just from mm-hmm. having conversations, like you said, in our journalism class. You heard ideas that you're like, you're not entirely right, but there are parts that I can accept into what I think as well. Like, it's just an open environment. There, you can talk a lot more mm-hmm. about your views and such.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Right. That's interesting that you say that. Yeah, because I know I'm technically millennials are from like 1980 to 1998. And so I'm 92. So I'm like at the like last 5 or 6, 7 years of mm-hmm. that. But it's interesting because I align with what you're saying, but I also see other people who don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are people.
Yeah. So the last question, if you could go back and tell the Abigail and Natalie that first started here with us anything, what would you tell them?
Don't stress. That was my first thing. I was like, okay, this has got to be right. This has got to be perfect. And I was stressing about it, and that just caused more problems. And I was like, and now that football season's over, I'm like, just don't stress. Like, mm-hmm. you're so much better when you're not stressing about it.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say, like, don't be as shy as, because I was always really, really shy. And that's one thing I always I'm like with new people, you know, and that always like limits me with like what I'm doing, because I always get really like timid with what I'm doing and kind of like